Good morning, Rolene Marks.
Good morning, Kathy and Howard. You know, if it was anybody else, I would seriously have to smack them with a wet celery. But because it's you, all is forgiven.
Well, you know, so Rolene, I walk around with an entire salad waiting to be beaten. Please don't throw the Israeli tomatoes at me.
All right, I have been told that you and Howard, Howard's in stereo. I mean, to me, I can't think of anything better than my two fave Howards in stereo. I heard that you rocked Rita like nobody's business and that you should take your show on the road.
Well, let me tell you, those Rita ladies are rocking ladies.
Well, really some of us occupy territory. What can I say?
tell you, it's so nice to speak to an audience that is just so engaged with their community and so vibrant and so alive. It's fantastic.
You know what? This is warming my heart. And if my heart swells any big, I'm not going to be able to get out the door of my office today.
All right. So very, very quickly, let's talk about new Barbie, Jenna the Hijabi. What is this about?
Well, Jenna the Hijabi is actually making her debut. You know, in the interest of multiculturalism, Jenna, who I must tell you does rock a hijab, but she also rocks some fabulous eye makeup, has been created by a French Muslim mother. She wears a hijab, she wears an abaya, modest dress that covers her collarbone. She comes with a matching scarf to be wrapped around her head. And she can recite four Quran verses.
I think that's so, I know
a lot of people when the story broke were laughing out there. But if you actually think about this, this is quite a fabulous production.
Yeah.
Because she will be in mass production in the Middle East, where little Muslim girls also deserve to have a Barbie that is representative of them. Because blonde, blue-eyed Barbie is not really representative of all girls around the world. So this is really, really lovely. And her name is Jenna, which is also the Arabic word for heaven. And
So could we do maybe one in Mea Shirim? Could we do Shneas Barbie?
We can do Shneas. You know what? I think that would also sell quite well.
And
I think we should
do
Shneas Barbie.
Yes, multiple
Shaitles and accessories.
Don't most Barbies come with Shaitles?
No.
No, they don't. I once had a Barbie that had super long hair. Unfortunately, I gave her a bit of a haircut. But she had super long hair that you could twirl and you could do all sorts of things with.
So if we have a Shneas Barbie, where are we allowed to buy the hair from? Because aren't there certain restrictions in terms of where you buy hair from?
You can't get from somewhere.
Can't be blessed by another religion.
No, that's not it. It can't be hair that was owned by somebody who bows to idols.
Aha. Shneas Barbie's in for a really rough time trying to get accessories.
Okay, well, she can always wear a snood or a scarf.
What is a snood?
A snood is like a sack.
Wait, hold on.
A bag.
Hold on, I have to weigh in.
I'm sorry, this seems so offensive to religious women.
Is married or unmarried?
You know what? I think she's unmarried.
Because then does this not negate the argument about shaitels and snoods?
Well, wasn't there a 14-year-old who tried to get married last week that the Israeli police prevented? It's very difficult to tell with Barbies.
All right, listen, Rolene, can you please stay with us after news? It's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
We need to take news. This is Rolene Marks.
And, I need to recover.
All right, you go get yourself some coffee and we'll catch you after news. So, Rolene, you still with us?
I'm still with you, but I'm wondering whether or not some people will find me a culturally appropriate doll to play with, seeing that I am Occupier Barbie.
You know what? I'd say that you would have your own doll, except that you look like a doll. Anyone who hasn't seen her enough, she's this petite. She's got these massive green eyes. She's got this red hair.
So sorry, are you?
But she looks like a doll.
Are you saying Rolene is a culturally appropriate leprechaun?
No, I'm saying she's a culturally
appropriate. Darling, Dora.
All right, Israelis are turning.
I have to tell you, I am clubbing serious nachas because I heard you talking about Watek, and I was very privileged to interview, look out for it on Israel Link coming up soon, several of the South Africans who were here for the Watek conference this week. And let me tell you, people, they are blown away by what they saw. In fact, the best kinds of interviews sometimes are the ones where you don't have to ask questions because your interviewees just deliver the information, and they couldn't stop raving about what they saw in Israel.
Very good. I'm glad that you're getting nachas. The reason that we reported is because South Africa needs the technology.
So were they Cape Townians, right? Because they must have been impressed.
They were Cape Townians.
If they saw water, that must have been unique for them. But yeah. How?
No, they were Cape Townians, and I think that the resounding message that they took away is not just about Israel's incredible tech and entrepreneurship and innovation, but also that there are countries around the world that are willing to help. And the onus is on you, South Africa. You need to accept the help that is available.
Okay, Ro, let's get to another story. Israelis are apparently turning shopping into an Olympic sport. What?
Oh my God, I couldn't stop laughing when I saw this. A French sporting goods store called Decathlon opened in Rishon LeZion's G Mall this week. And Israeli shoppers were so excited that over 25,000 came to the store. It's about 3,000 square meters, and literally cleared it of everything in stock.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it was called Decathlon. You have to take at least 10 different items.
Listen, I mean,
it opened on September the 3rd, and they had to shut it down so that they could restock the shelves and open again the next day. They said that it was like, first of all, it created massive traffic jams because 30,000 people try to get into this tiny, well, not as small, it's 3,000 square meters, get into the store, and just, it was like mayhem. It was like kind of what I do here on a Friday morning. They just like swarmed in, created mayhem, and cleared this brand new store out of all of its stock.
Listen, that's the kind of opening you want.
I don't know. I'm just amazed 30,000 people could find the G-spot. What did you say this mall was called?
Ooh, ka-ching, Howard. I know some people who need some lessons in it.
Okay, moving
on. It's the G-Mall.
Gosh, this is a family show.
The G-Mall, is that what?
Yes. You know how difficult it is to find a G-Mall, Kath? You need your Waze, you need your map book, you need your Google Maps, you need the whole thing.
Oh, the
I
Waze.
Am determined to get Kathy thrown off air for her lewd behavior.
And let me tell you something, that you are getting a step further every Friday. All right, Rolene, let's look at some other stories.
Fauda.
How many of you watched Fauda? Fauda actually means chaos in Arabic. How many of you binge-watched Fauda next to me?
Who has not binge-watched Fauda?
Me.
No.
Kathy,
your life's hardly worth living.
Yeah, what can I say?
What are you going to do this Rosh Hashanah if you don't binge-watch Fauda? Well, put it on before Yontif comes in.
Thank you. I'll actually be in shul praying for my life.
Okay, that would be the
like
second.
The rest of
the
my tribe.
Second alternative.
No, seriously.
What is Fauda?
I sat down, I thought, let me watch this Fauda. 9 hours later, I was on the edge of my seat screaming at the television, still binge watching Fauda.
What is it?
It is brilliant. Fauda is a TV show developed and written by two Israelis, Avi Zakharov, who is the Middle East or the correspondent for the territories for the Times of Israel. He is an extremely, extremely knowledgeable guy, a brilliant writer, extremely knowledgeable guy. And Lior Raz is his writing partner, and the two of them have developed Fauda, and it is brilliant. It is really an incredible look at. Oh, well, I don't want to spoil it for people, but what I'm going to say is there's a lot of shooting, shouting, punching, chasing. There's Hebrew, there's Arabic, there's something for everybody, and it's a real kind of candid view into what happens on both sides in the territories, and it's been such a success that the two of them have been signed up to develop two new shows for Netflix, one called Hit and Run, and one is has yet to be named. But Fowder is brilliant.
Fantastic. Rolien, that's unfortunately where we leave it today. And thank you very, very much. I've actually found the articles that you've spoken about, and I have tweeted them and I've shared them on social media. So thank you very, very much. We wish you a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch you just after 5 o'clock on Monday with Howard Feldman.
Shabbat Shalom. And if I don't get to speak to any of you before Monday, Shana Tova, may it be a peaceful year, abundant blessings to everybody, and much gratitude for an awesome year for me on Chai FM, and to our brilliant teams that I get to work with all through the week, and to you, the listeners out there.
Thank you so much, Rolien. God bless.
Shana Tova.
Shana Tova. And Occupier Barbie.
Signing off.
We'll speak to you in the new year.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that's Rolien Marks, a.k.a. Occupier Barbie.